I believe in the risen one. I believe I overcome by the power of His blood. Amen. Amen. I'm alive because He lives. Amen. Amen. Let my song join the world that never ends, because He lives. I was dead in the grave. I was covered in sin and shame. I heard mercy call my name. He rolled the sun away. Amen. Amen. I'm alive because He lives. Amen. Amen. Let my song join the world and never end, because He lives. I can face tomorrow because He lives. Every fear is gone. I know He holds my life, my future in His hands. Amen. Because He lives. Amen. Amen. Let my song join the world and never ends. Amen. Amen. I'm alive because He lives. Amen.
Welcome to Notes from Above, the program that explores the intersection of music and faith, and I am your host today. Sister Sarah couldn't be with me, and it's kind of sad. I mean, you know, but she actually is on retreat, so you should say a little prayer for her. I'm sure she's going to have a wonderful time with the other sisters. But we just opened with a tremendous piece. Because He Lives is the name of the song, and the artist, of course, is Matt Maher. It's from his 2015 recording, Saints and Sinners, on Essential Records. Matt Maher is going to be performing in our area on the 25th of June. I mean, that's coming up really, really soon. And so today what we're going to do is we're going to feature the music of Matt Maher. I want you to listen to it. I think you'll love it. And then I want you to go and go online and pick up tickets and come on out and see this, and not only Matt Maher, but just a whole slew of really great Christian artists. On the 25th at the DeWitt Center, the St. Francis Retreat Center in DeWitt, and it's going to be, that's just north of Lansing, and it's going to be a fun day for everybody. But to talk a little bit about that as well is our guest today, and our guest is Father David Rosenberg. He's the director of the St. Francis Retreat Center in DeWitt. He's also the spiritual director and chaplain to the bishop for Curcio in the Diocese of Lansing, and he's also the man who's basically coordinating this Faith Fest 16. So welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, a little bit of a...
What a day.
What a day, yeah. Well, let's go jump right into that. Tell us about that day. What are we anticipating?
It is an event organized around, originally, the thought is what we do annually with Curcio, called a Grand Altrea.
Okay.
A Grand Altrea is a pilgrimage mass with all the indulgences that come with it, and we haven't even advertised that part.
Really?
That's right.
Because I know there's going to be a mass. The bishop is actually going to conduct or celebrate a mass. But are there indulgences?
Yes, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's right. All the indulgences is as if you were walking through the mercy door at the cathedral.
I love it.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So the whole thing about the Grand Altaria, every year we've had this day where we have witness talks to their faith, to evangelization, to their encounter with Christ, mm-hmm. and their discipleship, lifetime discipleship. Everybody comes together and gathers, and the bishop has this wonderful mass. Last year it was at Resurrection Parish in Lansing, mm-hmm. and the year before it was in Jackson, and you know, so it's floated around.
Okay.
So last year I had the thought that we should have it at the retreat center, outdoor, invite praise and worship music bands, and make it just an amazing event, capping off the day with the bishop's mass and 15 or 20 concelebrators and deacons.
I know,
and their
wives. Be there. Yeah, right.
And then another set with Matt Maher, and then fireworks.
Fireworks.
Yeah.
Real fireworks.
Fireworks.
When the sun goes down, we're going to have fireworks.
Yeah, after mass. Now, fireworks with mass, of course.
Yeah, of course. Well, that goes without saying.
Fireworks after mass. That's right.
Well, that's good. Well, no, I mean, and maybe people should understand this as well, is that this is going to be a really family-centered event.
That's
in other words,
totally.
If you've got young ones, you can bring them. You can bring your sons, your daughters. You can bring your grandkids. And, you know, I want to go and say this, you know, to all you baby boomers out there, you know, people my age, all right, when's the last time you went to a rock concert? It's probably been a long time. I'm telling you, this is the best way of doing it. Come on out, you know, don't sit down and, you know, don't go fishing. Come on out and enjoy some really great music. You know, we're going to have, let me give a rundown of who's going to be performing. This is just, you know, this is sort of a cursory examination of this, but we're going to have Melanie Ray, who you've heard on this station. We interviewed her a few weeks back. There will be a band called Fresh Picked, which is a Celtic band, and they do wonderful, wonderful Irish music. Jason Gray, the great Jason Gray, he's wonderful, and we're looking forward to seeing to him as well. And then there's a band out of Saginaw, and we interviewed these guys the other day too, and they were terrific. Modern Day Cure,
right? Modern Day
Cure. Man, they own the stage. They're awesome.
Awesome.
And then of course we're going to have Matt Maher as well.
And our opening act is Kate Baumer, which. She did just finished her CD. Kate Baumer, I taught in the lay ministry program.
Okay.
She's in her 20s. She is. She helps at St. Gerard Parish up until the end of this month, and then she will be full time youth minister at St. Pat's.
At St. Pat's, right? Okay.
Yeah. So she's really looking forward to that. But she's also a terrific, terrific musician. She just won the Lansing New Talent show.
Wow.
So she'll be on stage with her brand new album that she just cut.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm looking forward to that. I really am. And of course, Ave Maria Radio will be there as well. You know, and we hope that you'll come over and stop over and say hi, because we certainly want to go and meet all of you. But we do encourage you to go. Now, if you're interested, by the way, I should say this because this is so cool. I can't begin to tell you how cool it is. If you go online and purchase your tickets now, and you use the promo code AVE, A-V-E, you'll get $10 off your ticket. That's 33%.
Amen, brother.
I mean, that's pretty cool. You know, so yeah, you just, and here's the website. What you want to do is you want to go to faithfest16.com. That's faithfest16.com. It's Saturday, June 25th. At the St. Francis Retreat Center in DeWitt, Michigan. Gates open at 10 a.m. It's an all-day event. Plenty of great food. I mean, you got local restaurants coming in.
That's
and
right.
It's good. Parking, ample. Don't even worry about parking.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's all set up. And if you've never been to the St. Francis Retreat Center, this is a great way of going in, you know, going on the grounds and seeing what that's like as well, because it really is a beautiful place. And it'll just be a pleasant day in June, which is the best month in all of Michigan, you know, that always, June and October, I think, the two great months in Michigan. So we're looking forward to seeing you there, but go online, and then when you go online to faithfest16.com, make sure that you punch in promo code AVE, A-V-E, and you'll get a $10 discount on your ticket. So great thing. Father, we opened with Because He Lives. I just want to, you know, this is a, you know, it's a great piece. Maybe a little reflection on your part about what we just heard, and then what we'll do is we'll go into the next selection, which I really want to go and sort of, you know, take apart a bit. But you chose this for a reason.
Yeah, it's Easter Resurrection.
Okay.
You think, and then if you reflect on the words, I'm alive because he lives. Amen.
Amen.
Do I hear an amen? I'm alive because he lives. If you could imagine all of the family members and friends over the years that have fallen away, the place they might most likely come is the Easter Mass.
That's right. That's right.
Imagine being able to grab their heart with the same energy that Matt felt, that encounter with Christ, the risen Christ.
Yeah.
And then we move in to a whole new page of our life, a whole new chapter, a whole new life.
It changes everything.
It changes absolutely 100% of everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was with youth from Lansing last night for confirmation retreat and hearing confessions and spiritual direction and talking. There's a young man last night that was baptized and hadn't been back to church until Easter. Exactly story.
He got captured by the Lord.
He got captured by a friend of his from St. Gerard Parish.
Ah, okay.
That was his witness.
Right, right.
That talked about his, you know, being a Jesus freak.
Excellent.
All right. And this story is that man's story.
Wonderful. Well, listen, why don't we go into our next selection, because this is a great piece. This is from a recording called Alive Again, another Matt Maher recording. This is his 2009 recording. This is the title track. Should we play it and then on the other side have a discussion?
Yes.
Why don't we do that? This is called Alive Again.
I woke up in darkness, surrounded by silence. Oh, where have I gone? I woke to reality, losing its grip on me. Oh, where have I gone? I can see the light before I see the sunrise. You called and you shouted, broke through my deafness. Now I'm breathing in and breathing out. I'm alive again. You shattered. Searched for you. What took me so long? I was looking outside as if love would ever want to hide. I'm finding I was wrong, 'cause I can feel. My skin. You call.
Yeah, there you go. Alive Again. Matt Maher, that's the title track for a recording called Alive Again. Deacon Tom Lowy, you're listening to Notes from Above, and our guest today is Father David, and we're talking about this great music and the Faith Fest is coming up on the 25th.
Right.
Father David, I'm going to quote this, and actually I'm paraphrasing as he was paraphrasing, as Matt was, you know. Late have I loved you. You waited for me. I searched for you. What took me so long? Let's go into that. I want to go and discuss that with you. Where does that come from, first of all?
St. Augustine. All Confessions.
Right. Confessions, exactly right. This seeking that we do, you know, I think sometimes we think that it's a one-way street.
Yeah. Him first, always there. Grace is extravagant. Grace is always there waiting for us.
Yeah.
To take it into the fiber of our being and to incarnate it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the grace of the sacraments, of course.
Yeah, incarnate. When you use that term, you're talking about making it human, making
flesh.
Right.
That's right.
Bring him into our flesh, his
that's
flesh.
Right. His
so
flesh,
it's very this very very Eucharistic, flesh. Isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's right.
That's awesome stuff. I love that. And I also like his sort of a direct honesty here. You know, in that line, you know, I searched for you. What mm-hmm. took me so long? That's great.
Well, and he was a lot more honest than that. I tell people, and of course, he came out with the album just recently called Saints and Sinners.
Yes, uh-huh.
And in retreat experiences and retreat encounters and Crescio encounters, I always point people to the fact that if a sinner like St. Paul can be in the top three of our saints of all time,
right,
for being such a sinner that he was,
mm-hmm.
that's the great hope for us.
Yes, it is.
It's astonishing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, St. Augustine fills it in. Late have I loved you, O beauty, ever ancient, ever new. Late have I loved you. You were with me, but I was not with you. Created things kept me from you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Created things. Yeah. We are, and it's very, especially in today's modern world, okay, mm-hmm. You know, it's a consumer-based world, you know, and created things are very much of our interest, you know. I walk around and I see people looking at these little, you know, rectangles, you know, they got glass in front of them, and it's like their life is in there, you know, it's a created thing, but their life is not in there at all, not by a long shot. And that's another great reason to go and come out to Faith Fest, by the way. I mean, that's a terrific reason to come on out. Don't be locked into that consumer world. You know, if you're gonna be brought along in your heart, you know, what could be better than being there with your family, listening to great music on a summer day, and changing your life.
It's a great joy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Again, the gift, the extravagant gift.
Yeah.
And. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you gave us this creation that we crafted mm-hmm. in your glory, and we give it back to you.
Now, what prayer is that from? That's Eucharistic?
That's the Barakah. That's right at the offertory.
That's right. That's right. Yes. Uh-huh.
That's that beautiful prayer that I always tell churches, have your children bring up the gifts.
Yes.
In their innocence. Be, you know, dismiss the pragmatic world. Mm-hmm. Turn it off. And turn to that wonder and awe,
yeah.
And understand this measly little bit of bread and wine that we dare to give to the Lord. He turns into the greatest gift of all time in the cosmos, in the entire cosmos.
Doesn't get any better than that. Father, you're great. You're on it. You're on it for sure. Well, listen, we're going to go on to our next selection. I'm enjoying this a lot. You know, Father David Rosenberg is our guest today on Notes from Above. We're talking about the music of Matt Maher, but we're also, you know, just enjoying each other's company. We hope you are as well. Also from this recording, Alive Again, there is a piece called Hold Us Together. Can you give us a real quick setup on this?
Yeah. So Hold Us Together is once we turn away, St. Augustine used the words cupidity, once we turn away from our selfish selves.
Yes.
And we open the door to mercy. We are filled, empty ourselves, and we are filled with the mercy of Christ
mm-hmm.
and the passion of Christ and the mission of Christ. And in that mission, we know we must be part of community in the body of Christ. And in that part of community, we reach out to all those in need. in the great prayers of the people.
Mm.
And this song is all about once we have that conversion experience,
yes,
we see what we did not see before in our blindness. We see the needs. And this song is just a great song for high school youth. I use it. And there's some great videos on YouTube that go with this song.
Excellent.
That show homeless people, that show, you know, girls crying in their room out of fear, all of them coming together.
Mm-hmm.
Under the mercy
right.
of Christ.
And this song, by the way, is very joyful and fun.
That's
and
right.
too. So let's
kids
listen
love
to
this song.
Yeah. Let's listen to it. This is called Hold Us Together.
It don't have a job, don't pay your bills, won't buy you a home in Beverly Hills. Won't fix your life in 5 easy steps. Ain't the law of the land or the God.
Maher, man, I'll tell you, I got to get out there and see that for sure. That's from his recording called Alive Again. The name of the song is Hold Us Together. I'm Deacon Tom, and I'm with Father David, and we're just having a great time. We want you to have a great time as well.
Yeah,
we want you to come out to Faith Fest. It's going to be Saturday, June 25, and it's going to be over at the St. Francis Retreat Center in DeWitt, Michigan. You can get tickets. You can see Matt Maher. I'm telling you, come on out and see it. Go to faithfest16.com. That's faithfest16.com, and if you use the promo code AVE, you'll get $10 off the ticket. I mean, that's as good as it gets. Give us a call and do that, or drop us a line. Go to faithfest16.com. We're going to go and close the first half. Don't turn the dial. We've got really great music coming up, but we have another song. This is from his newest recording called Saints and Sinners. The name of the song is Deliverer.
I was a drifter, I had nowhere to go. I was hanging by threads of dust and bone. Every angel I knew was singing, "Son, come home." But the melody was hard to sing along. Oh God, you're my deliverer.
Oh,
Welcome back to Notes from Above, the program that explores the intersection of music and faith. And I am your host, Deacon Tom Lowy, and I'm joined today with Father David Rosenberg, director of the St. Francis Retreat Center in DeWitt, Michigan. He's the spiritual director and chaplain for the bishop for Curcio in the Diocese of Lansing. Father is our guest today. Sister Sarah couldn't make it. She's on retreat herself right now. In fact, maybe she's over at the who knows? She may be over at the St. Francis Retreat Center. But we just heard a terrific piece. I love this piece by Matt Maher. Lord, I Need You. And it's from his recording, a great recording, by the way. I think it's his biggest one. All the People Say Amen. But I love the way it's written. I love the way it's performed. And I love its sentiment. I love how Matt just gets right into it, you know. It's something we need to say a lot.
Yeah, that's right.
We cannot depend on ourselves.
This says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's a song of catechesis. All these are.
Mm-hmm.
A song of heart. A song of claiming Christ as our own.
Right. You know, we were reflecting, Father, while this was playing. There's a line in here, and it's in the bridge section, okay, yeah, where it says, "Teach my song to rise to you." Now, first of all, I think we have to go and sort of talk about what that song is. Everyone has a song. It's the course of our life, okay? It's a melody that God has given to us. It says, "Teach my song to rise to you when temptation comes my way." I just think that's such a great thought. I mean, it's something that we seldom do. You know, in other words, we're living our life, temptation comes across us, and we sort of grab that temptation instead of realizing that that's not my song. My song is different. God has a different intention in my life, you know, and I have to be obedient to that.
You know, along with the bishop's pastoral letter,
mm-hmm,
Curcio, of course, is an encounter with Christ. You come for the weekend to have an encounter with Christ, a small course in Christianity in head and heart.
Right.
Then you, filled with passion, you live every day a disciple.
Right.
And the only way, Curcio teaches you, the only way to live it is as a disciple is in a small group. And you talk about your small group, I mm-hmm have mine. I talk to high school kids. There's an amazing thing that happened in Boston, something called Sons of St. Patrick, where the high school, a bunch of high school jocks started this, where they would be tempted. And yet they wanted to live chaste and holy lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would come together in the Curcio way every week and talk about their prayer life, what they're studying in catechesis, and their close moments with Christ. And through that habitus, that grouping,
mm-hmm,
that habitus, you can do what this calls you to do.
Right, right.
It's not unreachable.
Right. Oh, that's lovely. Thanks, Father. That's great. You know, and as we're talking with Father, Father's also involved in a pretty big project that's coming up real soon, on the 25th of June. We are going to have a major event in the Diocese of Lansing. My understanding is that there's going to be several thousand people who
that's
will
correct
be in attendance for this. And we want to invite all of our listeners to come on out as well. Ave Maria Radio will be there for sure. It's going to be a great concert in part. There's more than just a concert. But there will be, Matt Maher will be one of the people on the stage, and Jason Gray is going to be there, and Melanie Ray, and I mean, just it's going to be a whole lineup of really great performers, Christian performers. A good thing for you to bring bring the people that you love, your sons, your daughters, your wife, your husband, your grandkids. You know, come on out and enjoy an evening, or not just an evening, but an entire day and an evening with people who are worshiping and praising the Lord and enjoying themselves. So if you're interested in doing this, and I'm hoping you will be, just go online to faithfest16.com. Faithfest16.com. And if you use the promo code AVE, AVE, you'll get $10 off of your ticket. That's a lot. That's a third off the price of that ticket.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, this is a great, you'll have so much fun. And it's a beautiful place on earth. I mean, DeWitt Center.
The Garden of Eden, I call it.
It really is. I mean, it's unbelievably lovely. And so, you know, you'll want to come on out and enjoy it. Let's go into our next selection here, Father. And this is the title track to the recording that was released in 2008 called Empty and Beautiful. This is Matt Maher. Can you give us a little bit of a setup?
Yeah, this is essentially a catechetical lesson in St. Paul.
Okay, okay.
I have a number of scripture quotes that take directly out of this beautiful, beautiful song.
So the lyrics are tight on this.
The lyrics got it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it is a very emotional song, very heartfelt,
mm-hmm.
very, you know, it is the song to make you want to kneel before the Eucharist.
Amen.
And adore him.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. Let's listen to it. Let's love it together. This is called Empty and Beautiful.
Between who I am and who I used to be, the thorn in my side is your grace. For because of it, the flesh and blood of God was offered in my place. My place. You fought the fight in me. You changed. Down and finish the race. I was blind, but now I see. Jesus, you kept the faith in me. Where did my best friend go? At my defense, they disappeared just like your friends did to you, oh Lord. But you were there, you gave me strength. So this little one might come to know the glory of your name. Faith in me, Jesus.
Yeah, that is so beautiful. That's Matt Maher. It's the name of the song is Empty and Beautiful, and it's from his recording called Empty and Beautiful. You know, very consoling piano at the end. I love how, you know, it's so, there's such drama and, you know, personal, he's just revealing a lot about himself, I suspect. But certainly, I think he speaks for a lot of souls. Mm-hmm. And as this was playing, Father, you actually said, well, this is a very important song to me. You know, I'd like to ask you about that. Why is this particular song, this Matt Maher song, an important song for you?
Well, I first heard this in, when I was a seminary, you know, a few years ago, when the song came out, and right after I'd met Matt, doing a lot of youth ministry and Life Teen and all that. But basically, as I got into my 20s and 30s, I was a very successful businessman, mm-hmm. and the money flowed.
Yeah.
And all of the good time Charlies were there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had some tragedy in my life.
Yeah.
And when you fall, they all scatter.
They're gone. Yeah.
And who is there? The Lord.
Right.
And when I heard this, it was like a flashback
yeah.
of my journey back to Christ, which was most powerfully through my Crucia weekend.
I see.
And coming there thinking I had life all set to go.
Right.
And finding out I had nothing because I'd given up my childhood of Christ in my life and was going the path of the secular world.
Sure.
And in front of the Eucharist, late into the night on the Crucia Saturday night, Christ speaking to me, saying, "I'm here for you."
Yeah. And you know, and we should probably talk about this. I think people need to hear this. You know, it's, you know, sometimes you hear people say, you know, well, Christ was speaking to me, you know, and then I'm sure there's many people that say, well, he never talked to me. I never heard him. You know, Father, how do we prepare ourselves so that we can hear him?
Only in the silence. Lexia Divina is a big topic of mine that I do on a lot of retreats, and I always have the session that walks you through that to move from the pragmatic world back into the world of wonder and awe,
mm-hmm.
where you have gratitude for your life,
right.
and you praise the Lord in prayer, and then you settle in the silence in the arms of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and that's where Jesus speaks to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's astonishing.
It is astonishing. I you know, I understand what you're saying, because in my own life I've experienced that. But I always want everyone to experience
That's right.
it.
Me too.
I want them to
Me
know.
Too.
I want them to know that they're not alone, that they're not doing it on their own. You know, because if you do it on your own, and every time you make a mistake, it's on you, buddy. You know, it's you. You know, you're the one who messed up, and there's no way out. You know, and that can be crippling. I think I see a lot of people who are crippled by their own behaviors.
Yeah, they don't call us the body of Christ for nothing.
Yeah,
and again, Pauline spirituality, but we come, we must come to through the cadence of our days, through our prayer life every day, and have that formed as a habit and talk to that with our group mm-hmm. of people every week.
You know, I want to go and bring this back to this Faith Fest 2016 that's going on. You know, one of the great things about something like this is that the dialogue, which is music. Music is dialogue between listener and performer, okay? But also it's dialogue from soul to soul, heart to heart.
And you know, all day, we have two chapels out there.
Yeah, talk about this.
We will have Eucharistic adoration all day. You can take a break anytime you want and be before the Lord.
Right.
And there'll be confessors out there.
Yeah.
All day. And so you have this beautiful music setting. You have the fun and all the food. You have kids' things to do. You have horse rides, all that kind of stuff. But then you have the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
People will be praying there. People are signed up. Intercessory prayer, to pray for the diocese, to pray mm-hmm. for the people of God all day long out
yeah.
there.
That's cool. And I guess my where I was going to go with it is that yeah. it's not like going to see the Rolling Stones. You know what I'm saying? That's not what this is about, okay? This is these are great musicians. We're not talking about small change. We're talking about, you know, the top, you know, the cream of the crop, the best ones out. And just think about that. You know, you're going to a concert. No, you're not going to a concert. You actually are going to a festival of faith. It's a way of having our lives renewed and restored and we can enjoy each other's company and see the people of God gathered together. What a lovely thing. I mean, it's a good thing. It really is.
Oh, by the way, Vigil Mass on Saturday night with the bishop.
With the bishop, yeah. Listen, I'm going to give that information out. Please go and come on out. Enjoy this. You'll have so much fun. FaithFest16.com. Again, FaithFest16.com. If you use the promo code AVE, A-V-E, you'll get $10 off your ticket. That's a third off the ticket price. It's pretty good. Let's go to our next selection here, Father. I'm enjoying this Matt Maher a lot, but I'm also enjoying our conversation a great deal. This one is from a recording called The Love in Between. The name of the song is Wake Up in America. Do we need a setup, or should we just go roll for it?
Well, I was at St. Andrew's Saline a few years ago when this album came out, and I was actually on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. And this song, Woke Up in America, and it is around the 4th of July when I heard it.
Yeah.
And I thought, I got to have Matt Maher around the 4th of July singing this as the fireworks take off.
I'm liking that. Okay, very good. This is called Woke Up in America.
In the middle of the ocean, where the wind's so rough it could carry you to London. It's a newfound land with an old soul reaching for the light of day. Try to fly, you'll fail.
I'm liking that very much. Yeah, Woke Up in America. That is Matt Maher, who will be performing at Faith Fest 16 on June the 25th at St. Francis Retreat Center in DeWitt, Michigan. It's a family festival of faith. You want to come on out, bring all the kids, bring the grandkids, bring yourself. Come on out and enjoy it. If you go to faithfest16.com, faithfest16.com, you can pick up your tickets. And if you use the promo code AVE, A-V-E, you get $10 off each ticket. That's a good deal.
Amen.
I'm saying do it,
amen,
man.
Brother, do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, we're running out of time, but, this is a great piece. This is called All the People Say Amen. You just said something. I want you to go and just give it a real quick introduction.
Every retreat, every mass, I teach people this song.
Okay.
And I say, come up to the stage.
All right.
Sing this.
All right.
Sing this with Matt at the end of the night. End of Mass, this will be his recessional song at Mass.
Hey, that'd be cool. Okay. Yeah, well, listen, I'll learn it in advance, and then we'll see you out there at Faith Fest 16 on the 25th of June. This is Matt Maher singing All the People Say Amen.